listening to WKEI, regionalmedianews.com. I'm Sean Cardan, and tonight we bring you a very special speech. The mayor of Kewaunee, Gary Moore, is here to deliver the state of the city.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me. Usually after a city council meeting, I talk about the topics that appeared on the agenda right here on this radio station. It's good to have an opportunity here to talk about the big picture, a state of the city address, about how things are going in general. Generally, how things are going really depends a lot on who you ask, not on what's actually happening. And that's kind of the commentary on society in general. Leading up to the pandemic, and certainly since everything that happened with that, there just seems to be a lot of skepticism, chaos, and a lack of civility or common courtesy. We recently put up cameras that are license plate readers. The system already helped one family in Sterling recover a stolen car, and I was actually able to take advantage of that system while tracking a stalker that was harassing a student out of Blackhawk East College. But the future of those cameras might help resolve an Amber Alert or missing persons case. Just tremendous possibilities for that technology. Grant-funded technology with no cost to the city, to be a huge benefit to people in this community. But with the conspiracy theories and lack of trust among people, much of the public discourse has been about government's use of the technology to track movements of people by using the cameras to generate revenue by ticketing everyone who drives by the cameras with an expired sticker. That hasn't happened, nor will it happen. New police cars. Having a police force that looks professional and has the equipment needed to be able to safely do their job, those are things the City Council and I are happy we're able to provide to our police department. Not new, not flashy, like everything, more expensive than we'd like, but reliable, dependable, and able to get the job done. In the fire department, two new ambulances and a new fire truck that's currently under construction right now. They're literally vehicles that are designed and built to enable our employees to save lives. But there are people who would rather not spend the grant money where we applied for, that we were awarded because of need, who think we should spend the money on potholes. Well, the truth of the fact is, you can't spend that money on potholes. That's not how grants work. What we ask, we can't ask those people their thoughts when they're in the middle of a medical emergency, waiting on our paramedics to arrive. But I have a feeling in that situation, their opinions might change. It wasn't long ago, the city was facing a tough situation of only having two licensed paramedics in the department. Today, we have 13 paramedics that are licensed. Two more have passed the test and are waiting for the license themselves, and one other that we expect to pass the test within the next month or so. So we're making good progress in training our people and giving them the equipment they need in order to do their jobs. The parks and cemeteries, our partnership with the Corrections, Department of Corrections, we just had four more employees start earlier this week through our partnership with the state. That has made the parks and cemeteries look better the past few years than I can ever remember them looking. The new building that we just got finished, yes, it's big and it did cost a lot, but it was competitively bid. It's a shame that it couldn't have been done years ago when construction prices were lower, but it was still something that needed to be done, given the space needed to keep the equipment stored safely and the cost it would have taken to bring the other smaller buildings up to acceptable standard. We've got a lot of things underway. There's a lot of work involved with engineering and design, like the improvements in the downtown, the Safe Routes to School grant up on Lake Street that will add sidewalks by Bell Alexander, eventually going all the way out east to the Housing Authority, Lyle Street by Central Elementary and Junior High, and of course, 6th Street. We could have gotten more done sooner with the passage of the sales tax, but we're going to keep trying to do as much as we can with what we've got. With the federally mandated removal of lead service lines, we were going to be tearing up a lot of the streets to fix the subsurface infrastructure, then coming back over the top with new surface. It was going to be a big task to coordinate the subsurface work of replacing lead service lines or sewer mains that have outlived their useful lives on the street improvements. And this will give us some time to get that work done without having to worry about getting it done before a contractor is ready to put down asphalt. Improving the water and sewer systems, people can see work being done in their neighborhoods, but we're also in the early stages of adding federally mandated improvements to the sewer plant for removal of phosphates and nitrates. And those will be followed by the addition of ultraviolet light treatment at the plant. On the water side, we're about 3 weeks away from beginning work on a project to reduce the amount of chlorides we produce while making drinking water. We'll keep moving forward with sidewalk and storm drainage improvements as well. The drainage improvements are really important because keeping the water off of them is the key to maintaining good streets, or in this case, the streets we've got. We're going to be doing a lot of seal coating and crack sealing. Streets, sidewalks, and storm drainage were three of the five priorities identified by our residents. The appearance of neighborhoods was another. We've got another citywide cleanup coming on June 1st. We took bids to provide some court-ordered cleanup at the Mobile Home Park on West 6th Street, and we made a lot of progress through some grant programs to have allowed us to tear down quite a few dilapidated houses. We've torn down right at 100 structures, mostly dilapidated single-family residences, in the last 7 years. We put a lot of effort into tearing down houses that are a danger to kids, a haven for wildlife, and an eyesore for neighbors, and a drain on property values. Houses that are too far gone to be fixed for a reasonable cost, but we're also cleaning up properties that need it. One house that we're trying to fix up is Fred Francis's old house, the Woodland Palace. What a treasure. The craftsmanship and literal genius that went into the construction of that house. Fred left his house and land to the city, but did not leave any resources to maintain them. The OSLAD grant, which we recently received, will provide new water and electrical for campsites, new playground equipment, ADA compliant trails, and a new pavilion and shelters. $600,000 of grant money in total, which should help to make the park more viable for visitors. Now that we have a thorough assessment of what the house needs, prioritizing with accurate cost estimates put together by an architect who specializes in historic preservation, can hopefully have some success in putting together grant applications to preserve the house itself. Assets like Francis Park, the Woodland Palace, Johnson Sock, Bishop Hill, and activities like Hog Days, Prairie Chicken Festival, and the newly established Pumpkin Festival, they give people something to do, a reason to stay in town, for a reason to come to the area that don't live around here, and each of those visits adds to the economy just a little bit. That's just one piece of the regional economy, but it's a piece we're working on and we're partnering with the rest of the county on. Industrially, a lot of communities are struggling, and Kewaunee has lost its fair share of employers over the years. But we've got some prospects, locally owned or locally based opportunities that we think in the next few years could result in the addition of around 200 well-paying jobs, and those jobs turn into rooftops, which in turn produce retail sales, easing the tax burden that is placed on property owners. Our property taxes for the city of Kewaunee, the levy we approved last year that's payable in this year, 2024, they're lower than at any point in the last decade. Those levies go up and down from year to year, but our levy is lower now than it was in 2001. I think that would surprise people. Our pension costs have skyrocketed, healthcare costs the same. Between them, over $2.5 million per year than we were spending a decade ago, and yet we are able to lower the tax rate. Property tax, of course, is one thing that we can control part of, but we're just one of about 10 entities that you'll see on your tax bill. The lower taxes is one thing that can help attract businesses, and we're doing our part. But it is a struggle. It's hard to see cost rise like that and not raise taxes to help cover the increased costs. People say tighten your belt or trim the fat. Well, we really have. You can't absorb all the increasing costs, along with inflation we have had the past few years, and not have made deep cuts. It's a last couple of years is the first time in my tenure that we've had a balanced budget. But the men and women that work for the city, they do their best to keep moving forward. They push through the mud and muck, and they keep plugging away. They persevere. We've had a rough year or two. We've had employees, of course, this is public with social media. We've had employees, retirees, family members. In a lot of ways, we're like one big family in the city. We've had some serious health issues. They've made it hard to get things done, but we'll keep moving forward. We'll keep persevering, and we'll keep making progress. The sales tax just failed yesterday, but we will persevere. We'll keep moving forward. That's really the state of the city in a nutshell. Progress. We're making progress.
Thank you to the mayor of Kewaunee, Gary Moore, for delivering the State of the City here live on WKEI.